Well, hello there, and welcome to the Special Ed Strategist, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of special education. I am your host, Wendy Taylor. So suppose you find yourself in a situation where you disagree with the results of your child's school evaluation. It happens. You go through the process, you have your child evaluated through the public school system, and you disagree. So in that case, it's essential to understand your options and how to take proactive steps to address your concerns. That's exactly what we're talking about today. I'm going to guide you through the steps parents can take to advocate for their kiddo and ensure that they receive the support that they need. Before we get started, I wanted to remind you that Learning Essentials sponsors our podcast. At Learning Essentials, we aim to empower students to excel by providing dyslexia reading intervention, strategic writing support, executive function, and IEP guidance. With a team of specialized educators, we are dedicated to meeting each student's unique needs and unlocking their full potential. Don't forget to rate, like, and follow us on your favorite podcast platform to stay updated with our latest episodes. And before we dive in, you want to continue the conversation, follow us at Learning Essentials on social. Let's do this. So first thing I want you to do, if you receive an evaluation from your school system, I want you to carefully review the evaluation report to understand the assessments used, the data collected, and how it was interpreted. Identify specific areas where you disagree with the conclusions or recommendations. I want you to pay attention to the assessments used, the results of those assessments, and the conclusions drawn by the evaluation team. Look for areas where you disagree with the conclusions and recommendations. Note any discrepancy or concerns you may have about that evaluation process. So for example, if you say, I reviewed the evaluation report, I noticed that it didn't include information about my child's recent progress in speech therapy. Can we discuss how this information could be included in the assessment? I also want you to take notes while reviewing the evaluation report. Highlight areas that you have questions or concerns about, and this is going to help prepare you for when you come back to the team to discuss the evaluation results. That way you're going to be able to be an engaged participant in that conversation. I want you to schedule a meeting with the school's evaluation team to discuss your concerns. I want you to clearly articulate why you disagree with the evaluation results and provide any additional information or evidence you believe supports your position. So oftentimes with parents, I share that I want you to collect evidence or data at home. So how your student is engaging with the homework, the time, energy, and effort so that you have additional information that the school team may not have seen while they were doing the evaluation on your kiddo. Be prepared to explain why you disagree with the evaluation results and provide any additional information or evidence that support your position. I want you to ask questions, seek clarification about that evaluation process and the rationale behind the conclusions reached by the evaluation team. So for example, you can say, I disagree with the conclusions that my child does not qualify for services. I believe that the evaluation did not fully capture the extent of their challenges. Can we discuss how we can address this discrepancy? I want you to be assertive but respectful when communicating your concerns. Clearly state your reasonings for disagreeing and provide any additional information or evidence that, again, will support your decision. You can also request additional assessment. So when either if it's a triennial evaluation or your initial evaluation, have the conversation of all the areas that you see impact. I've seen parents go in, I don't want to use the word blind, but just saying my child's having struggling with reading. I just want a reading assessment. Get all of the assessments that align with the difficulties and challenges your student has so that you have a broader picture of what that impact is on processing memory and attention as it relates to the educational setting. So if you believe the evaluation was incomplete or did not adequately assess your student's needs, you can request additional assessments be conducted. These assessments should address the specific areas of disagreement and should focus on the areas of disagreement and provide a more comprehensive information about your student's strengths and challenges. Try to work with the school to determine those specific assessments needed and ensure that they are conducted properly. So you could just say, I'd like to, and make sure it's in writing, I would like to request additional assessments to evaluate my child's reading comprehension skills further. I believe this area was not fully assessed in the initial evaluation. Now, the school may or may not agree, and the school may or may not have access to the evaluations that you're requesting as a public entity. But it is always good to have that conversation up front so that you can work collaboratively with the evaluation team to determine the specific assessments needed and be open to their suggestions. Be prepared to provide input based on your knowledge of your student. So here's the key. If you disagree with the results of the school evaluation, you have the right to request what is called an independent educational evaluation, or an IEE. And that is done at the school's expense. An IEE is conducted by a qualified professional not employed by the school district. Research qualified evaluators in your area. Provide the school with a list of potential evaluators. The school may also have a list of their own. The school must either agree to fund the IEE or initiate what we call due process to defend the validity of its evaluation. And what you would say is, I'm requesting an IEE to obtain a second opinion on my student's evaluation results. Can you provide me with the information on how to proceed with this request? Again, make sure this request is done in writing. And again, research those qualified evaluators in your area so that you can provide the school with a list of potential evaluators, and that can help expedite the process and ensure that the evaluator meets the necessary qualifications that you are seeking for your student. I want you to also review eligibility categories. So if you disagree with the eligibility category assigned to your child, remember IDEA identifies the different categories that they identify a student with in receiving specialized instruction. Discuss those alternative categories with the evaluation team. Consider whether there is another category that better reflects your student's needs and entitles them to appropriate services. I want you to review eligibility criteria for each category and work with the evaluation team to determine the most appropriate category for your student. Know this, needs drive services. So categories can provide access to different programs, but at the end of the IEP day, needs drive services. And what you could say is, I understand that my child was evaluated for services under the category of specific learning disabilities. However, I believe they may also qualify for the category of other health impairment due to ADHD diagnosis. Can we discuss the possibilities? And sometimes, again, needs drive services, so they may identify the most impact and then categorize your student based on that. But having that conversation is really important so that you better understand the IEP and that you feel that it aligns with your student's needs. So I want you to familiarize yourself again with those eligibility criteria for each category, discuss alternative categories with the evaluation team, be open to their feedback, be prepared to provide additional information again and documentation where needed. So if you're unsure about your rights or needs assistance navigating the dispute resolution process, consider seeking legal advice from a special education attorney. They can provide guidance on options and help you advocate for your child's needs. So an attorney can review the evaluation report, advise you on the best course of action, and represent you in meetings with the school district and due process hearing as necessary. So again, this is, you've tried what we've discussed so far, you feeling like you're hitting a dead end, you're not feeling satisfied with what you're hearing, you can also always seek that legal counsel and they'll guide you as to what your next steps are. When seeking legal advice, you want to look for an attorney who specializes in special education law and has experience representing parents in disputes with school districts. Ask for recommendations from other parents and advocacy organizations that are in your area. And finally, I've always said this, I want you to collaborate with the school. Approach this disagreement as an opportunity to collaborate with the school to find the best solution for your child. I've had a guest on this podcast before, and they talked about the third voice, right? You have the parent voice, you have the school voice, and somewhere in the middle, we're going to come to an agreement. So maintain that open communication and cooperative attitude. And remember that you and the school share that common goal. We're ensuring that your student is receiving that appropriate support to succeed in school, so working together can lead to those better outcomes. And by maintaining that open communication, in writing is a nice way to, so you have that documentation with the school. Hopefully they will be able to come and compromise if necessary, and remember that you and the school both obviously want what's best for your kiddo. So by taking these steps and actively advocating for your kiddo, you can ensure that their educational needs are met and that they receive the support and services they require. So remember, you are your child's best advocate and you're the voice in the process. That's about all I have for us today on this solo episode. Thank you for tuning in today for the Special Ed Strategist podcast. Again, I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I hope you found this information helpful and empowering. Remember that you are your kiddo's best advocate. Join me next time for more insights and strategies to navigate the world of special education. Don't forget to hit the like, follow, and share this episode with friends that you may feel would benefit from this. Meet me over at Learning Essentials on social to continue the conversation. Reach out to Learning Essentials if you need additional help. Bye for now.